moving on to Vietnam now. So after your all your training, by what time did you actually make it to Vietnam?
I arrived in country in March of 1967, just as the Tet Offensive, the Chinese New Year, was winding down. Khe Sanh was completely surrounded by three Chinese divisions, and the 26th Marine Regiment was there. When I got there, the siege had wound down, and I was assigned to a base just 3 miles from the demilitarized zone.
Can you describe Vietnam when you first got there?
Vietnam was very, very hot, humid. A lot of Vietnamese everywhere. None of them spoke English. Basically, the Marine Corps, being the tip of the spear, was assigned just south of the demilitarized zone. The southern part of the country was basically in the United States Army's control.
Actually, on a previous note, before actually making it to Vietnam, after you were done with your training and all the advanced training, what was the transition from training to war? I mean, what happened in the meantime?
6 months after joining the Marine Corps, we were sent to Okinawa, Japan, to a Marine Corps base there. At that facility, we had to complete a last will and testament, and all our combat gear was issued to us. 3 days later, on a chartered jet, we flew into Da Nang, and from Da Nang, we were given our orders as to which units we were going to be assigned to. My unit was located 3 miles from the demilitarized zone, so the next day I had to fly on a C-130 up to a city called Dong Ha. While in Dong Ha, I checked into the command post and received my orders, and the next morning is when we took a convoy up to the fire support base.